This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line is Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Rossman. Ted, we are looking at buy now, pay later, and some problems that people have run into when trying to use these payment plans. Tell us a little bit about the survey and what you found.
We found that about a third of U.S. adults have tried buy now, pay later. So we're talking about those installment loans from the likes of Affirm and Klarna and Afterpay. And among these users, 49% had something bad happen at least once. To be fair, it's not every time, but it's happened to them at some point. Overspending, regretting a purchase, paying late, having trouble with returns and refunds. Those are the top four issues that people are experiencing.
Regretting a purchase is what caught my eye, because at the time you might see something. Let's take a TV, for example. You might see a TV that's $600. You want to put on a buy now, pay later plan. And then you think, oh, well, this is a great deal at the time. But then let's say 3 months down the line, you're still paying for it. And you're wondering, well, why do I have this extra expense? That's just one thing that caught my eye.
One of the big mistakes there is looking at the installment cost rather than the total cost. It's kind of like the whole infomercial thing, right? Four easy payments of $39.99, and
right,
it could be yours. Sometimes people lose sight of how much they're actually spending, especially when they have multiple plans running at the same time. These companies are very good at showing you the installments, and it can encourage impulse buying because you're scrolling through some retail website and you're thinking, I don't know, do I want to buy it? Do I not? And then you see the installments and you think, oh, well, that sounds a lot cheaper. And $20 here, $50 there, it can still add up, especially when you have multiple plans running at the same time. Interestingly, Affirm says that its delinquency rate spikes at 2 in the morning. And the idea is that people are scrolling through their phones late at night, they're bored, maybe they've been drinking a little bit, they click buy, and then they later regret it.
You know, this is a personal example from my experience. I tried using Amazon. This had to be probably a year ago, I think, too. I was spontaneously going to put a TV on my card and was going to use their buy now, pay later service. And full disclosure, even though I have good credit, it said that, they still denied me, which makes me wonder, do companies factor in age, and are some companies just more strict when it comes to something like a credit score?
In general, buy now, pay later companies are not particularly strict about these approvals. They usually do a soft credit check, and a lot of their users are actually young people without much credit, without much money. That said, though, sometimes people do get denied. I mean, like that example about Affirm and 2 in the morning, like they say that they have these proprietary underwriting processes, and sometimes people get flagged for one reason or another. Like, they've actually said that they're less likely to approve transactions in the wee hours of the morning. There can be other factors as well. We don't always know. That's another interesting thing, that a lot of this is outside the traditional credit scoring system, and they're not bound by the same rules and regulations, so they can kind of at a whim decide, you know, what they want to do, and they don't always have to provide the same documentation as a lender would. If let's say they deny you for a credit card, they have to send you the reason code for why they declined you based on the credit scoring algorithm. So there's a lot that we still don't know about buy now, pay later. It's still kind of in the shadows, and they're starting to explore some more credit reporting, but it's not affecting your credit score just yet, and it's not something lenders can see when you pay buy now, pay later plans late. So there's a lot that's sort of still mysterious about it.
And a lot of these services are beginning to pop up. Klarna is the one that my mind immediately goes to. I've seen that on a few websites. What are some of the other ones, and what are the most used?
The most used is PayPal's product. They have Pay in 4. They also have PayPal Credit, which is sort of a different flavor that could be construed as buy now, pay later. Affirm, Klarna, Afterpay, those are all big players in the space. And it's interesting, a lot of these are 10 or more years old, but the concept has really only hit the mainstream in the last few years. The pandemic was actually a bit of a tailwind. All of the focus on e-commerce and also the past few years, people looking to spread out their cash flow because they're worried about inflation and high interest rates. And this industry has portrayed itself as kind of the kinder, gentler alternative to credit cards. Sometimes it can work out. Sometimes it goes wrong, as we've said. I think the best way to use it is to isolate a single large purchase. Like if you can pay $50 a month for a couple of years for a couch or a refrigerator, if it's something you need, if it's a good deal, you get a low or no interest plan, that can work. You just need to be mindful of the total cost, not just what's due every 2 or 4 weeks.
And I do wonder what the percentages of the smaller payments would be for getting people into trouble, because we all have phone bills, we all have a car that we have to pay off, and we know about those, we know what situation those bills will put us in. Does that kind of speak to the danger of maybe these $20 a month installments?
It's also the fact that a lot of these users are more vulnerable anyway. They're younger, they don't have as much money, they don't have as much of a credit history. I mean, I'm typecasting a bit, but statistics show that that is primarily the group that's using this, you know, people in their 20s and 30s. There's been some anecdotal evidence from media outlets and also from nonprofit credit counseling agencies that a lot of college students are getting into trouble with this because it just feels like $20 here and $50 there, and all of a sudden they've stacked more plans than they realized. I mean, to be fair, you can definitely get into trouble with credit cards, and a lot of people have, but there's been more regulation there. Credit card lenders have been pushed off of college campuses. I mean, you used to hear from a lot of Gen Xers that they got their first credit card on the quad, and then they quickly ran up bills that they couldn't pay back. Buy now, pay later has some of the same dangers. I do hear about a lot of people in their early 20s that are running up charges on e-commerce purchases and food delivery and other things, and then, you know, later realizing they spent more than they thought.
Do you think because of where the economy is at now, it's kind of expanding these problems?
A lot of people are close to the edge. About two-thirds live paycheck to paycheck. Inflation has been a real stressor the past few years. It's been an opening for buy now, pay later because there's a lot of demand for this sort of thing, and people really want to spread out their cash flow, and they can't always afford to pay for it right away. We're seeing more people using buy now, pay later for daily transactions like gas and groceries. And I understand, you know, you do what you have to do, but it's just worrisome that just like a credit card where you can be stuck in minimum payments for a really long time, you're going to need more gas or groceries before that initial loan is paid off. So that's where when you stack these plans, it's just something that can really compound. And I know it's easier said than done. We want to pay it off. We want to be debt-free. But, you know, just be mindful of how much you're spending in total. Sometimes you lose sight if you only look at what's due every 2 weeks.
All right, Ted, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Ted Rossman. He is a senior analyst at Bankrate.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.